Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny, I wanted to talk about this story that's growing some legs. It's out of Major League Baseball, but it really doesn't have much to do with baseball. It's a much larger conversation, and I think it's going to be compelling for our audience. So I'm going to give some quick background first. There is a company called Big League Advance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This company was created by businessmen who were former baseball players, to my knowledge. Big League Advance, that the MO here, what they do is they front money to young athletes. It started with baseball prospects, and they give you money when you don't have any money to help you sometimes make ends meet, sometimes stay in a nicer apartment than you would, have a nicer bed than you would, get more better sleep than you would. But depending on how much money they give you and what you negotiate and how it works, maybe to get the equipment that you need to improve your craft or to develop as a player. But they give you this money at a young age when you are not yet famous and oftentimes far from a guaranteed or locked in player to end up ever making a lot of money. And then you sign on with them. And when you make your millions, when you make your money, you pay them back later. That's the business model, so to speak. So Fernando Tatis will be the example that we use here.
Mm-hmm.
This superstar outfielder, the Nats just played the Padres. He had a big home run in his bobblehead night for San Diego, his former 40-homer player at the major league level. Fernando Tatis Jr., as a 17-year-old, wanted money or needed money. I don't know. Although his dad's a former big leaguer who made over $50 million, but I don't know what their family situation is. So in his specific case, Big League Advance and him strike a deal, where they say, 17-year-old Fernando Tatis, here's $2 million. He says, thank you, and he signs on the dotted line that he will give them 10% of his career earnings in the major leagues. Now, he's the best example of what's happening because it's a massive success story. He was not a elite, top-of-the-line prospect at this time, at 17. He was well-regarded. People thought he'd be really good. But ultimately, like, he was traded. People don't even remember. He was in the White Sox system, and they threw him into a deal not thinking he'd become what Fernando Tatis Jr. became with the Padres. But he got to the major leagues, Danny. Mm-hmm. He became such a star that he ended up signing a contract for $340 million over 14 years with the Padres, which means that now he owes 10% of that money to Big League Advance. Over the lifetime of the deal, 14 years, he's going to pay them back $34 million. So, he's now saying, this is ridiculous. I was 17. I got $2 million. This is predatory. And I don't think I should have to pay them $34 million plus 10% of whatever I were to get after that. If he got another four-year deal and the money at the time called for like $50 million a year, so he makes another $200 million, it's $20 million more. No matter what he makes, they get 20% of it. But their point would be, well, wait a second. Number one, we have a binding contract, so you're going to pay us the money. But number two, we took a risk. We gave you $2 million. You might have amounted to nothing. Like, if you don't make a certain amount, if you don't get that contract, it's not like you pay us out of something you don't have.
Right.
They basically just say, when you get your next big contract, we get 10% of it, right? And if so facto, not only do you owe us the $34 million, but we're not predatory. We didn't do anything wrong. We just fronted you money to help you get to the big leagues. In fact, I was reading somewhere where Tatis was asked about this. Now, it's been years, I'm sure. But at one point, sang the praises of this operation. Talked about how helpful it was and how maybe he doesn't develop the same way as he once did. And, you know, the idea being that when you have the extra money, and I'm making up these things now, but whether it's, like I said, a better place to sleep rather than having to do it on the cheap with whatever the team assigns you, and you get more rest and more sleep, or you hire a personal chef, or maybe as a pitcher, you go get your own Edutronic to work on, and you build your own pitching lab in the offseason. Like, there's a direct correlation possibly between, if you don't have the money, what you dump into yourself. There's a reason why quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson throughout their careers have spent $1 million a year on their body, because you put in what you get out, essentially. And you couldn't have done that, maybe in Tatis's case with a big league father. He could have, I don't know. But a lot of guys can't, and they're going, we're helping you get there. What's your take on this? Because now people are looking at the age, 17, which is alarming and sounds off these bells for people. Or they're seeing a lot of times that it's players that aren't from the States who do have parents and do have agents, I would imagine, most of the time. But they are minors who are signing on to some of these agreements. And then on the back end, they have to pay this company back a ton of money. Because having heard about this for years, does it feel shady to an extent, I guess, as a business model? But I don't think it's predatory at all. I think it's, to me, I think there's a reality to it might help you become the best version of yourself.
So there's a number of things to it. It's basically angel investing for people instead of companies.
I was going
to
say, it is kind of like, what's the other term, not angel investing? I was thinking about this today. Like when you have people come by.
Friends and family investing. I mean, nah, whatever the round of. Yeah. So in other words, if I come to you, I need cash just because my business trying to get off the ground. I need you go on Shark Tank. I need $100,000 for whatever it is you need it for. Right. To improve distribution, to, you know, unclog my supply line, whatever. Right. And then they take 10% of your company. If your company gets to be worth $1 billion, you owe them $100 million off of $100,000 investment. And
right.
Someone would turn and go, that's so predatory. Nope. Not at all. When you had nothing, they gave you something. You don't have to do it. They have, I'm looking at this. So Big League Advantage, Michael Schwimmer is the founder. This guy's from around
Big
here.
Big League Advance. Yeah.
I coached against him in when he was at St. Stephen's. And he pitched at UVA and was actually a guest on our show at one point talking about something totally different that wasn't this. And it was based on his experience in the minors. So it's one of these companies that do that. I don't know if it's the same as Big League Advance or this is Big League Advantage. I don't know if they're rivals. I don't know anything about anything.
So that's the one I know about. I thought it was actually the same thing, Big League Advance.
Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. But the point is, it's from that experience where you go, I'm living hand to mouth as a minor leaguer making, you know, if you break it down per hour, the amount of time you're trying to work on your craft, eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at some dingy clubhouse that's probably got mold on the walls in some back roads town in the middle of nowhere. I'm trying to become a Major League Baseball player, but this doesn't help me. They represent all sorts of players at this point. There's a guy, I just picked one at random, Jose Dixon. Who does he play for? Currently in the rookie ball league with the Tigers at 18 years old. There's a great chance that he gets nothing.
Correct.
At any point in time.
They're taking on a big risk.
They take on a risk.
Venture capitalist was like what
that's
I was
the
thinking.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's
venture capital.
But by
the way, just to clarify, that is the same company.
Okay.
There aren't two of them.
Gotcha.
So this guy Schwimmer is the guy that I was thinking of that started this, the former player who's local. BLA, Big League Advance. Big League Advantage is the website because you get an advantage theoretically to get to the big leagues. But before making his major league debut in 2011, he spent three seasons in the minors where he witnesses sacrifices teams made to stay in the game and achieve their dream of major league baseball. And I've talked to him about it. And basically in the interview, what came about was his point was there are guys that could have made it if they had more funds at their disposal or a better lifestyle. And he felt like this was like as he was playing, knowing he wasn't going to make it, this is in the back of his head going, there's an opportunity here. And so now they have over 700 players I saw on the website.
They do.
It's not just baseball anymore, although that is how it began based on his background. But Fernando Tatis is suing them. That is the story. That's why we're talking about this today. He's going to sue Big League Advance to void a deal he signed when he was 17 years old. And I would imagine what he's suing for is to say I was a minor, so it shouldn't count or whatever. the issue I have is twofold. One, a lot of people are going to say it's predatory. I might even be in the minority on this. I don't think it is, because I think they're taking on a big risk. And again, I think they are helping you get to where you got to. And then when you get there, you turn around and go, I don't think I want to pay them all that money. That seems like a lot of money. So that's number one. But number two, the other issue I have here, Danny, I guess, with this story overall, would be that...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just this notion of like, well, it's like they approached a 17-year-old, they slid a contract across the desk at a practice, and then he went home and told his parents like what he did. These players have agents and Buscones, and they have people that are advising them. They're most, I can't say they all have parents, but a lot of them have parents that are involved going, yeah, it sounds terrible to suggest you're talking with a 17-year-old. But generally, there's also adults in the room that are in on this, too. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So it's different in the old days in, you know, you go to the Dominican and some of these guys you mentioned, like the Buscones, everything's so corrupt. They're ripping kids out of class and saying, you're going to go to school to play baseball. And then for all the guys that don't make it, they left school at 13 years old, are borderline illiterate, and are just sort of stuck without an education. And all they did was practice baseball and they never made the majors. No one ever talks about that part of the story. Major League Baseball is trying to clean that up, and it's slow going, but progress has been made. So if it's at that level where you're going and sliding a contract in front of some kid that doesn't speak English as a 16-year-old going, we'll give you $1 million now, but you give us, you know, 20% of whatever you earn for the rest of your life. Okay, I could see how you'd view that as predatory. That's immediately what people will jump to. The son of a former big leaguer that's around the game a little bit. Come on, that's not predatory.
$50 million career earnings for his pops, Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, and there's a sliding scale as well. So if all you want is lunch money, if all you want is not have to eat at McDonald's and point to a number, you can give them as little as 1% of your future earnings. But it's a sliding scale. So if you want more money, you owe them a larger percentage in the future.
Right.
That's how anything would go. So it's, again, the same as a company. Think of it as Grant Paulson Enterprises. You come to me for money, and I go, I'll give you $20,000 for 0.5%. Okay. Well, if I give you $500,000, I'd like more than 0.5%. I'm going to need 20%, 30%, 40% of Grant Paulson Enterprises. And depending where you are, you say yes, no, maybe so. Sorry, that's life, dude.
As is generally the case when it comes to trying to win a court case, they might be able to on technicalities here in the sense that the lawsuit was filed in San Diego County Superior Court, accuses this BLA, they call it, Big League Advance, using predatory tactics to lure him into an investment deal, actually an illegal loan, they're claiming. BLA misrepresented itself to Tatis, hid that they were unlicensed, pushing him into loan terms banned by California's consumer protection laws, the suit alleges. Now, here's what I don't know. Do California's consumer protection laws not allow a 17-year-old to sign this agreement? And that was his point? I guess that's possible. I don't know. Is California only relevant because he plays for the Padres now?
You find a friendly venue where you're gonna
exactly
follow the suit.
He plays in San Diego, so maybe
right.
California becomes more relevant. I don't know. But the larger conversation I wanted to have, and I'm just curious what people think about this, is a lot of people for many years have like looked at this practice and said, ugh, that's gross, or used words like predatory or shady or whatever. And I mostly just, I understand that the business model, there are businesses that are less admirable than others, I suppose, like squatting on websites, you know, and making right. $1 million that way. It's not the coolest way to make money. It's a business. People do that. To me, as you said, this is just venture capitalism, essentially. But on a player, you're taking on a big risk, and you're saying, if you make it, you owe us this percent.
Yeah, and I got news. Each one of these guys is their own business. They're their own venture. They're totally. Their own. The commodity is you. As when you're selling yourself to advertisers, that's you. When they want Fernando Tatis to drink the Gatorade or hit the home run wearing the Adidas, I don't even know what he wears, but the Franklin batting gloves.
By
whatever
the way,
you're
this
sponsored
happens
with.
To a less, not even to a lesser extent, so much more than people know, and it doesn't have to happen as much now. But like 5 years ago, with players getting money from agents. Before, like, to sign with that agency, mm-hmm. It still happens to an extent, but I will not give a name, but I remember talking to an NFL agent, and I was like, did you think about representing that player? I know you were negotiating with, and he said, yeah, the dad wanted X amount of dollars up front. I wasn't going there. And I'm like, really? That much money? I mean, the guy was getting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he's like, I can't do that, essentially. Right. Like, I'm not going there. But these bigger agents or these people are okay to do it. How's that different? Like, the agency's fronting your kid a bunch of money. Eventually, they're going to make millions of dollars, and the agent's going to get his on the back end. That's not that different than what this is, really. And was semi-common. Under the table, not allowed, mm-hmm. air quotes here. But I guess I just, the word predatory bothers me a little bit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.